Welcome to the Fun Show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I am Jessica Mullen.
And this is your hour of fun.
What has been the most fun part of your day so far?
This day, showering with hot water.
Me too, definitely. Our water heater broke yesterday. Actually, the day before.
But it's all good because we get to experience the joys of renting, which include not having to hire a contractor, not having to pay for anything to get fixed.
Not having to try to figure out how to light a pilot light.
And we have the world's best landlords.
World's best. They should win an award.
I know. We should send them a trophy.
Oh, we should.
It's so funny.
Let's do that.
I think these girls are crazy.
So, we are flying high on having some hot water.
Yes, and we caught a wind yesterday, which had been a long time coming.
We went so hard for my birthday last week with our excursions and adventures out of the house. So, we had to really shut it down this weekend, and I think we napped a lot.
Daylight savings time.
Oh my god.
My body was not feeling it.
I have been working on my sleep schedule for 6 months since the last time this happened. Finally got it down to where I could go to sleep by midnight and wake up at 8 pretty rhythmically, pretty easily.
The whole thing is fucked now. Yeah. Someone needs to write a letter to the administration.
I keep having to go back to bed. I don't know when to stop drinking caffeine. I don't know how many edibles to eat.
Yes, you never don't know how many edibles to eat.
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it makes me think of one of my topics, which was basically the question, like, the difference between stagnation and, like, just going with the flow.
Yeah. Well, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Cool. I think stagnation is just a limiting belief or a
like a flawed premise that it even is possible.
Yeah. Because everything is perfect exactly how it is, so stagnation, if it happens, then it needed to happen. But I don't really believe in it in terms of, like, creativity. Unless, well, even, like, I was going to say, unless you're purposely, like, sabotaging yourself, like, partying too hard. Or, like, I think of a lot of times when I was drinking a lot and I felt like it was affecting my creative output. And it really made me down on myself. But in the long-term view, that was so helpful to me creatively, ultimately. So even periods of stagnation.
You're saying, like, being an alcoholic was helpful to you creatively in the long run?
Yeah.